السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. It is mentioned in the Quran, as we all read over the course of the year, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم. The address is to us Muslims. The example is the example of the previous nations. They divided after revelation came to them, after knowledge of the prophets were conveyed to them. They disagreed amongst themselves. They were divided, they disputed, and they fought each other on the basis of faith. Now, when the Quran addresses us, it means that we are as well in the danger of falling in the same pitfall as we have fallen. And it's quite obvious. There's no doubt that we have fallen in the same pitfall. And Allah tells the mu'mineen who fight over faith, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. There is great punishment for them. We don't know. Maybe there is great punishment for us. We think that we are working for Allah in condemning others, fighting others, killing others in the name of faith, other faithful people, those who say salam, those who confess that we are faithful. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ أَلْقَى إليكم السلام لست مؤمنا. Do not say anyone who addresses you with salam that you are not a Muslim, you are not a mu'min. Now, I think what should have been said is already said. We heard very nice speeches from everyone. The threat of disunity, which as Sheikh Shomali very nicely explained, unity is not against anyone. We shouldn't think that because we have a common enemy, we should unite. Unity is not a tactic, it's not even a strategy. Unity is a basis of faith in Islam. We are commanded again and again in the Quran that come together. And when Allah says come together, it means despite your differences. It doesn't mean that you have no difference, be united. No. Be united because you have differences. Be united because you have a common prophet, you have a common Quran, your creator is one. And if the Quran is telling us that even with the followers of other faiths, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Let's take the slightest common word amongst us and come together. What about Muslims? Now, because the time is very short, the topic is about a plague which is somehow hitting the Ummah nowadays. And that this is the media. Muslim media and non-Muslim media. Non-Muslim media, you can see, as soon as a slight problem arises anywhere in the world of Islam, they try to make it a sectarian sort of confrontation. The ISIS, at the beginning, you remember, it was Sunni militants who were fighting against Shia government. Later on, of course, they had to change because it was not Sunni against Shia. It was ISIS against everyone, against Shia, against Sunni, against Christians, against everyone. So they had to change it. But we have to be careful. They always try anything, any confrontation in the political arena in the Muslim world is going to be construed as a sectarian violence to actually promote it. We have to be careful about that. That is one thing we understand. The other thing which is more important are the media, the satellite channels, the books, the magazines, which targets other faiths, other sects in Islam from a Muslim platform. This is what we are facing today. We have many Shi'i channels very sensitively and very cleverly targeting the sacred beliefs of non-Shia sects. And in the same way, many Sunni channels which regard the Shias to be kuffar, to be out of faith. What should we do about it? This is something which is creating lots of trouble. However, there should be one strategy. At any moment in time, we are threatened by something, we have to turn it into an opportunity. I think ISIS is a great threat, not to the Muslim world, to the whole world. However, this threat should be turned into an opportunity. An opportunity of us thinking, this is the end, this is the ultimate end of sectarianism. So we have to come together and think about it. They are actually disgracing the whole faith of Islam, not disgracing Shia or Sunni or anyone. They are disgracing anyone. So this threat should bring us closer to each other, bring us to our minds to think what has led these young people in the West going to join ISIS with this emotional energy that they want to kill Shias, for example, or they want to kill other Sunnis. What has made Muslims from all over Middle East to join ISIS faithfully? I believe they are very faithful. Faithfully they are joining them to kill other Muslims. What has brought us here? It is us, the scholars. We have preached in a way that our youngsters have become so emotional, have become so agitated in a way to go and do these things. I think the blame should not be put on these people only. The blame is on us as well. These satellite channels, okay, it's a threat. It's a threat to Muslim unity. It's a threat to Muslim honor. If you regard Shias to be kafir, and we regard Sunnis to be kafir, who is Muslim? Who's good? If everyone is bad, who's good? So it's a disgrace for the whole Islam. However, this threat should be turned into an opportunity. First of all, seeing that we see the disgrace, the danger of insulting other people's sacred beliefs, and we have to think about it. We have to disown them, and we have, as was mentioned, we have to create a platform to talk about unity, to talk about each other's good qualities rather than to condemn each other and talk about each other's shortcomings. And of course, stick to that common word, kalimatan sawa'in baynana wa baynakum. Inshallah, Allah will help all of us in that. And also, it's very rejoicing to see that now scholars from all schools of faith have come together thinking about this problem, and inshallah, by good faith, the problem will be solved with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you very much. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala ta'ala.